A little Don Henley on this Thursday. A little dirty laundry. Speaking of dirty laundry, I don't know if it's dirty laundry, but it's something that he may want to walk back a little bit. I don't know if you saw this, Landrum, but Drake May, who is the starting quarterback of the University of North Carolina Tar Heels, he's off to a fantastic start as the starting quarterback of the Tar Heels. Tar Heels undefeated as of right now. Got a big game against the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. He was an original Alabama commitment, if you remember that. Then he decommitted, and he ended up at North Carolina. His family, his father played in North Carolina. He's got an older brother that played basketball at North Carolina. He's got another brother that played baseball at Florida, so a very athletic family. But he was asked earlier this week about how important it was for him to be the quarterback at the University of North Carolina, and listen to him as he takes a shot at the school up in Raleigh.
Yeah, 100%. I didn't want to miss out in the home state. Seeing Sam being a hometown kid too. Whether you want to admit it or not, growing up in Carolina, you're going to be a Carolina fan. Some people may say state, but really people go to state, just can't get into Carolina. So at the end of the day, playing for Carolina, a lot of people from North Carolina want to do. So I didn't want to miss out on that.
All right, so if you missed it, in the middle of that, he said basically – for those guys that cannot get into the University of North Carolina, they end up going to NC State.
Wait, because of their high academic prowess?
I guess.
Within their athletic department, they have a good track record there.
I suppose.
No scandal there, ever.
So my question is, if an Alabama or Auburn player would have said that, would we have had a complete meltdown on three-man front?
Yep. No doubt. But which player from which school would be saying that, you think, most likely?
I don't know.
Okay, good.
Because both schools are very selective with people that they allow to get in front of the microphones.
Yes.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I remember a couple years ago, it was more an Iron Bowl. I forgot which Alabama player ran his mouth about Auburn. Not the academics, but just the team. It was not the generic, this is going to be a battle. It's a tough team. These two teams get together.
I thought we were beyond the point where we actually coupled academics with playing college football.
Yeah, these are professional athletes.
It's a profession. And if you choose to go to class and want to get a degree.
Let's just be honest. It's optional.
It's up to you. General studies.
Whatever.
Just.
So do you think that was a shot? I mean, how do you think people in North Carolina up in Raleigh took it?
Oh, I'm sure they were pissed off. I think Drake May's a young guy. I think he thought he was going to win over Carolina fans, which he probably did by making that comment.
Do you think Mac Brown called him in the office and said, that's just not a good idea?
Probably so. Yeah. I don't doubt that happened one bit. How about our friend Chuck Davis? Chuck Davis Law, right there in Metro Birmingham. He's a general practice lawyer, divorce, custody, wills. How about contracts? Personal injury. Even if you think your case is small, give Chuck a call. He may be able to help. You can call him 205-823-9992 or go to chuckdavislaw.com. He specializes in telling you whether or not you have a case. So, again, if you think, I don't know if this is enough, it's not going to cost you anything because your initial consultation is free. And if it's in an area that Chuck doesn't specialize in, and he specializes in a lot of areas, he'll actually refer you to someone who does. It's Chuck Davis Law, chuckdavislaw.com, and he's a great guy. Just if you want to talk. You don't want to talk law, you want to talk football. He'll do that as well. That's what we did. 205-823-9992. No representation is made that the legal services provided are superior to the legal services provided by other lawyers.
Every week on this program, we like to do something. We like to give you some angles, and I asked John and Landrum to kind of give me their fill on something, whether they would bet it or forget it.
Three-man fronts. Bet it or forget it.
All right, fellas. I got five games. I got five angles. And we'll see if you guys would like to play it. Of course, for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's all we do here.
Work too hard.
We're not talking about,
bring home the bacon.
Absolutely.
Throw it away on a bunch of games.
Game number one. The Maryland Terrapins, quarterback by a former Thompson quarterback, Mr. Tagovailoa, visiting the Big House, number 4 Michigan. The Michiganders are 17-point favorites. Michigan has covered 6 consecutive games against Maryland. They're 8-2 against the spread against the Terps. since 1978. Michigan is also 11-3 against the spread as a favorite since the start of last season. So you've made a lot of money if you bet on Michigan. Maryland, not so good. 0-6 against the spread against AP-ranked opponents since the start of the 2020 season. And also Maryland is 0-4 against the spread as a double-digit underdog since the start of last season. So I ask you guys, plain and simple, Michigan minus 17, you going to bet it or forget it?
Ooh, I'm going to bet it. And everything that you said says take Michigan. Michigan.
Right.
You mentioned the six straight that they've covered.
Correct.
Against Maryland.
And last eight of the year, last 10.
And last year was a drubbing. And remember, Maryland started off 4-0 last year. And then they were found out, right? I'll say this. Maryland, the teams that they've beaten, not a really impressive resume, but more impressive than what Michigan has had so far. I think that Talia Tagovailoa, Mike Locksley and the kids, they get in there. They don't win the game. This is not going to be an outright upset. But they're able to keep it close. And Michigan is brought down to earth just a little bit. I'll take the Terps, Crab Cakes, plus the 17.
How about you, John? You like the underdog here?
That's too many points for me to consider that. I do think Michigan wins and wins relatively easily. But 17 feels right at that point to where going in the fourth quarter, it's probably 10, 11 points, and then Michigan finds a way. Talia throws up a pick or there's a fumble or something, and Michigan ends up getting it. So I would stay away from that. However, the total of 62.
You like that one better?
Where Michigan has been putting up at least 50 points, yes, against subpar opponents. Mm-hmm. However, Maryland does like to score, and I think Michigan put up at least 45 points. So if you can just give me a couple of touchdowns, Maryland, I'm pretty sure that you can. Yeah, I think the over's a lock.
Okay, so Landrum likes Maryland in the points. John would play it, but he likes the total over 62. Next game, number 5, Clemson. They are currently a 7-point favorite. The total's 56.5 against number 21, Wake Forest. That's an 11 o'clock kickoff. Wake Forest has lost 62 consecutive games outright against AP top 10 teams. Let me repeat that. 62 in a row they have lost outright against AP top 10 teams, the longest streak in the poll era, and that goes back to 1936. Wake, though, is 3-0 against the spread as a home underdog since the start of the 2019 season, but you got Clemson. They're 15-8 against the spread as road favorites since the start of the 2017 season. Clemson, though, is 1-8 against the spread in the month of September since the beginning of the 2020 season. The last I checked, Landrum, we're still in the month of September. So I ask you, you going to bet it or you going to forget it?
Yeah, Wake Forest probably should have lost to Liberty. Liberty going for two at the end of the game instead of settling for the tie. That was the right call by Hugh Freeze, and they come up a point short. And I've seen that Liberty team. They're actually pretty talented. I think that Wake Forest is able to keep this one close. I don't like them beating Clemson, but I like them plus the points.
Man, you're taking another underdog?
I am. I'll take Wake.
Wake in the 7.
Yep.
How about you, John?
If Clemson is going to be any kind of anything this year, this is a game that not only do you have to win, you have to dominate. They're only a 7-point favorite, but this is 11 o'clock on the road. It's on ABC, whatever, basically straight out of game day kind of game.
Yeah.
To where this is basically what Georgia going to South Carolina did last week. Now, actually, it's a little bit more daunting because Wake is actually looking pretty good, but this is where those teams that don't have that championship pedigree tend to stumble or if not lose, maybe find a way to barely squeak out a win. That being said, if Wake is going to do any kind of anything against Clemson coming to town, they need to score more than 20 points, which they have yet to do in the last 5 times that Clemson has come to town. 37-13, 63-3, 35-13, 34-20, 42-13, 30-10. That's been the last few times Clemson has come to Wake. So I'll ride with Clemson. I think they're a very good team, and I think they get it. I think they get it convincingly. So I take Clemson minus the 7.
All right, let's see if Landrum likes another underdog. Number 20, Florida, is at number 11, Tennessee. The Vols are a 10-point favorite. The total 63. The Gators are 0-5 against the spread in road games since the start of last season. This is Tennessee's first time favored over Florida since 2016. Florida is 5-3 outright as an underdog versus Tennessee since 1978. AP-ranked SEC teams are 4-1 against the spread on the road this season. Landrum, you going to bet it or forget it?
I'm going to bet it, Pat. Everybody's throwing Florida in the trash. I think that they show up to play. Game day is going to be there. It's going to be a great atmosphere inside of Neyland Stadium. But in this spot, Tennessee has not traditionally done a good job. I think the 10.5, maybe 11 in some places, that's going to be too much. I do think Tennessee wins the game, but I think Florida keeps it close. And I think this is going to be closer to what we saw in the late 90s, early 2000s with this rivalry.
Man, Landrum's going three underdogs right out of the gate. How about you, John? You like anything? You like the total?
You said this was the first time that Tennessee was favored in how many years?
Since 2016.
When the last time that Tennessee won.
Correct.
Interesting.
The records going back to 1976, Tennessee has never been more than a touchdown favorite versus Florida, but they're laying 10.5 here.
I do think that's too many points. I think this Tennessee team takes a leap by getting this win, but I think 10, 10.5, 11 is too many. I think they win by 4 or 5, maybe 6. So I would take Florida in this. I would not feel really good about it because I would play it, yes, because I definitely think Tennessee is going to win. If they're going to win, then yeah, I want to be on it. But I think Florida keeps it close enough despite their lackluster quarterback play. Last week, I do think they were looking ahead to this game. So I think most likely Anthony Richardson, whoever's going to be their quarterback, will play better, but not well enough to win the game.
All right, next game. Vanderbilt is visiting number 2 Alabama. Bama is a 40.5 point favorite. The total is 59. You can see that as Cole Kublik will be on the call there on the SEC Network. Vanderbilt has failed to cover in each of its past 6 games against AP top 5 teams, but Vanderbilt's 9-2 against the spread in 11 road games since the start of the 2020 season. Meanwhile, Bama is 11-2 against the spread as a home favorite since the start of the 2020 season. This is only the 5th time since 1978 that an SEC team has been a 40-point favorite against another SEC opponent, and the underdog is 4-0 in the previous 4 instances.
What's the total
of
that game
happening? 59.
Total's at 59?
It is.
I'll take Vandy. Or excuse me. Not that.
What? What?
I'll take Alabama, minus the 40.5.
Okay. I thought something had happened there.
49-7 if Vanderbilt's able to get a touchdown. I don't think they will. I think a field goal is all they get.
Okay, so you don't like – you're not playing the total. You're talking about just Bama and the 40.5.
Yeah, I'll take Bama, minus 40.5.
All right, how about you, John?
I would bet it that is the play, Bama. Minus the 40.5. In theory, Bama should be able to put up 59 whatever points, but when you're taking over under, you're kind of counting for both teams, and Vanderbilt only ever put up 10 points on Saban, and technically those 10 points don't count because it was vacated. So even if you don't include that, they've been shut out the last 2 times, so I can't count on Vanderbilt to score points, and the last time was 59-0, so even if they replicate that, I'm not winning. So I'm not going to take the total on that. I would take the 40.5. And I believe it was Brian Edwards that said, honestly, your better bet might be the first half total.
Yes. So exactly what he said.
Which generally would be somewhere around 2021. My guess, because I checked this morning, it's still not out. My guess would be probably 28 or something. I'd still take that.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Yeah, I would bet and take Bama and the points.
All right. The final game of this week's rendition of Bet It or Forget It. The Missouri Tigers, early morning kickoff there on the plains of Auburn. Tigers, Auburn, that is. They are a 7-point favorite. The total is 51.5. Let's just be honest. Missouri simply doesn't perform well against other SEC schools. They are 3-8 against the spread in their last 11 games. Missouri is also 2-14 against the spread in its last 16 road games. Auburn is 6-0 straight up in its last 6 week 4 performances. So if you go back on the calendar and look, 6 years in a row that they've won on week 4, the total has hit the under in 12 of Auburn's last 15 games against other SEC opponents. So Vegas is basically saying, you know, when Auburn hooks up with another SEC team, not a lot of points are scored. So I ask you, Landrum, you going to bet it or forget it?
Your feelings can change throughout the week. Earlier, I said I wouldn't have put any money on Auburn at this point after what I saw. But as we've gone further in the week, I do think we're going to get the running game. I think not having a quarterback carousel is going to help the flow of the offense. I think it'll actually be a good game plan versus Missouri. I'll take Auburn minus the 7.
All right. So you're not taking an underdog this time?
No.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I would not bet the points in this game because I don't know what I'm getting out of basically
either one of them.
No. Even before you told me that stat, the under felt like the play to me because even if Auburn's able to figure out something to do on offense, I can't trust that Missouri will as well. So 51.5. I mean, this 24-17, which at best, maybe, that's still an under right there.
Yeah.
So I would take the under. I see this being like a 23-10 kind of a game, like one-sided maybe. But if I'm taking it, it's the under, but I'm reluctantly betting it.
Okay. That is this week's Bet It or Forget It. So hopefully we gave you some great advice, being able to, you know, perhaps win a couple games in your office football pool, obviously only for entertainment purposes only.
Yes. You just have that sign-up fee.
Yes. 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 There's a processing fee involved. So
I'll get you your money, by the way.
Yeah. I don't want Guido to come see you and Damien.
Why do we need it now? If I'm good for it, why do we need it now?
Because we can't trust that you're good for it.
We can't trust.
At least he's honest.
Well, not just you, just period. We've had issues in the past.
I have always paid, have I not?
Eventually.
Yeah, eventually.
I've always paid. The end of the season, when I'm reminded that I owe money, I've always paid.
We always have to pay the suit, you know, and then we have to come collecting other people.
Yeah, it's a conflict of interest where he holds power over your job.
I like to keep that cash in the market, let it accrue some interest, and then I'll take it out around Christmas time.
Okay.
All right. Good enough.
Got it. Coming up next on Three Man Front, Brett Norsworthy will join us from the Ole Miss broadcast crew. Man, they had a sleeper and a laugher last weekend over in Atlanta against Georgia Tech. Is this Ole Miss team for real? We'll ask Brett that question. We come back on Three Man Front.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.